Blog Talk Radio.
The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people.
Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real.
It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. Thank you very much. You've been great. I hope you enjoyed it. London, you're fantastic. Thank you.
You never get sick of listening to Led Zeppelin from their very first album, Good Times, Bad Times. Before that, Bill Hicks opening up the show with It's Just a Ride. You're listening to McGee's Back Room on the Fightin' Words Radio Network, getting back into the groove here And so far, so good, I believe anyway. So just doing a little mic check and set up here. So sounds like we're all good to go on that front. So appreciate Kelly's help. She's helping do the show tonight. Anyway, just a little help from our friends is what we need. My name is McGee. You can follow me on Twitter at DMcGurgan. Here is a new track by Die Kreuzen called Continuous Dogs, previously unreleased, and it came out on the Bash 13 compilation that Amphetamine Reptile put out. Never before released, and it's hard to tell if this was like a demo from before the band broke up or if they recorded this recently, but whatever the case is, it's fantastic. It's a new tune from Die Kreuzen called Continuous Dogs.
Yeah. I don't have to explain myself to anybody, and I ain't going to really bother. Now, I was asked here, right, to interview with the band here, Pill, but now, like, we're facing a cheapskate comedy interrogation act, and it just ain't on, pal. It's a joke. It's a farce.
You mean you don't want to give any messages to
I don't
to
have
the...
to explain myself. Sooner or later, somebody will open their eyes. Oh, sorry, rude word.
Well, it sounds like we've heard this story before.
Really? Would you like to tell me where? Good night.
Good night.
Shall I continue?
Well, that's up to you entirely. Do you all follow the leader?
Yeah, you ain't no leader.
Well, all right.
I thought that was the point of having four people. You asked just me and him, didn't you?
All right, come on, the rest of the band.
Why don't you try answering an intelligent question? Try and think of one.
Tell you what.
Have you ever asked one in your life?
Let's forget about it all.
Right.
Yeah, I think you should.
No, that's just total cop-out.
Cop-out!
That's Public Image Limited, otherwise known as Pill, featuring John Lydon, formerly of the Sex Pistols. Got to see them twice now since they've gotten back together, and saw them about a year ago in L.A. They were just so good. Their bass player is amazing, and they still got it. And they play for 2+ hours, and the John Lydon is still very much into it. He's such a great entertainer. Public Image Limited. Then they did the whole reunion record, This Is Pill, and that was really, mine wasn't great, but it was good. It was cool to hear them do something new. We heard Tar with Teetering, which is originally released on a 7-inch on Touch and Go Records, newly reissued by Chunklet. Tar. It's a 2 LP set. Forget what the name of that is. Let me Google it real quick for you. But if you go to chunklet.com, you can order it. Tar. It's called 1980 through 1955, and it comps up all their non-LP tracks and singles, and it's got a Peel session on there. It's really good. Chunklet.com. Tell Henry I sent you. Then we heard Die Kreuzen before that. Continuous Dogs. Hopefully Die Kreuzen will put out a new record. My name is McGee. You're listening to me in my back room. That's as sophisticated as it gets. Proudly broadcasting on Fightin' Words Radio Network at D McGurgan on Twitter. If you want to give a shout out, let me know how you're liking the show or if I can play a song for you. Get into some hardcore right now, so I'm going to take a deep breath because these songs don't last very long, which is good, so we can play lots of them. This is from their unreleased demo. I think it goes back to 1984. The song's called Rage for Life. The band is called Squirrel Bait.
Excellent news for the world. There's no such thing as New Wave. It does not exist. It's a figment of lame Kant's imagination. There was never any such thing as New Wave. It was the polite thing to say when you were trying to explain you were not into the boring old rock and roll, but you didn't dare to say punk because you were afraid to get kicked out of the fucking party and they wouldn't give you coke anymore. There's new music, there's new underground sound, there's noise, there's punk, there's power pop, there's ska, there's rockabilly. But new wave doesn't mean shit.
Seattle Acid Party. Wonder when those dudes are going to put out a new record. I know they play out every now and then. They're killer. They rip. The Faith Trapped Bitch Magnet from their Bitch Magnet reissue, which I think was 2012. Came out on Temporary Residence Limited Records, which collected their two albums, Ben-Hur and Umber, as well as the Star Booty EP and a bunch of non-LP tracks, Bitch Magnet with Sadie. Listen to the fine sounds of Circle Jerks. Before that, Red Tape from The Decline of the Western Civilization. Minor Threat, Seeing Red. Then before that, we opened up with Squirrel Bait, Rage for Life from their demo, which is still unreleased. And I can see the dude from Chunklet reissuing that. Seems like Drag City's not going to do it. So, came out in 1984, just when they were kind of on the verge of being like a Husker Du kind of band, and then just the hardcore raging. We all need to rage every once in a while. On McGee's Back Room. This is McGee. I'm raging in my back room. Let's listen to a new song by the group White Manna, who are from Northern California, from their second record, I believe. It's called Dune Worship. These guys were recently on tour overseas with Carlton Melton. We'll be hearing a new track by Carlton Melton right after this one. But let's take a listen to what Transformation sounds like. This is White Manna when I cue up the song. And it's not queued up. See, did a great talk up and then get nothing. So if you just bear with me for 1 minute, I'll try it again. See if we can fire this up. Yeah. See that? Just like that. Bounce back. White Manna. Now that's what I just call, that's what I just call beautiful Carlton Melton with a song they call Slow Wake. It's from their brand new album called Always Even. Really beautiful stuff from those guys. Really dig them. White Manna with Transformation. They also have a new record, Dune Worship. It's very good. It's off Holy Mountain record label, which you can check out. You can check out anything you want. That's the cool thing about the world, the internet, punk rock. You can just check out anything, be in anything, explore, consume art, music, and culture. It's really cool. It's unlimited. But we only have a limited time on the planet. There's the irony. So get out there and consume art. Get out there and make art. Please. We need more art. My name is McGee. This is The Back Room, where I broadcast from in Wilmington, Delaware, literally in the back room. It's just me and a bunch of records back here and a bunch of tunes on the Fightin' Words Radio Network. We're going to listen to a song by the band Melt Banana from Japan. They have a brand new record out called Fetch. They're on tour right now. They sound something like this. This is Candy Gun. The band is Melt Banana.
avoiding the night. Feel them peek through the blind. Hear them sneaking behind you. Can you hear them dying to find you? Can you hear them conspire? Set them on fire and run, run for your life, run for your sanity. And run into the night, run where you wanna be. And try to save your goodbye. The bushes and trees, feel them scratch through your skin. Run through the fields and streets, let every little bit in. Feel the thrill of the race as they line up to chase you. They're right behind you, just dying to outpace you, dying to drag you back in. But don't let them win, you just run, run for your life, run for your sanity. And run into the night, run where you wanna be. And try to save your goodbye, you won't be back again. Tear out the tag and rip out the hook. Behind all you know, stare down the faces that glare from the book. They came for a show, but you can't say no. Take one last look and go. Let your trail go cold. Nothing left here can hold you. Everything heals, don't care what they told you. History is written in scars. So don't fear the dark, just one little spark. Then get on your mark and just run, run for your life, run for your sanity.
Fourtet with a song from their new album, his new album. The song's called Parallel Jalebi Fourtet. The album's called Beautiful Rewind, and I think that's a fantastic title for a record. Just sums up so many things about life and the way we have memories and recollections and how we store memories and the way music has certain places in time, captures a moment in time for so many of us. I'd really be lost without music, that is for sure. Got to see a band today from Wilmington, Delaware, Hot Breakfast, and they are really cool. If you go to, I think it's hot-breakfast.com, it's a duo from Delaware, and they have a new album out called 39 Summers. We heard a song from it called Run. That song reminds me of the Sundays. Didn't really dawn on me until I was listening to that song earlier today, getting ready for the show. And after I had seen them, they're really fun. It always strikes me how much fun I have watching that band play. They're really good. Hot Breakfast. Before that, Melt Banana from the new album. The song is called Candy Gun. The album is called Fetch. And I need to pick that one up for sure. Really cool band from Japan, and they've kind of just a weird, crazy core. I don't know what I'd call them. Just such a weird mishmash of odd sounds and screaming and thrashing and very much the way life is. Thanks for listening to McG's Back Room on the Fightin' Words Radio Network. Thanks to the Fightin' Words Radio Network for having me, giving me a place to play music for you and share all sorts of weirdness like this, Flipper.
Baby!
New track from the band Federation X. You can hear I'm putting my recyclables away. Always got to recycle. It's only infinite resources. So you must recycle, reuse, reposition, refurbish, upcycle, all that stuff. But you knew that because you're a sensible person. You like weird music, but you give a crap about the planet, the way we deal with each other, relate, and connect. It's one cool thing about music. Helps connect people, helps convey emotion, helps us interact, helps us cope. At least it does for me. McG's Back Room. This is the show. Federation X with a song called Maybe We'll Die Young from their brand new record called What We Do... We Do What We Must. They played a show in Wilmington, Delaware several years ago now. Loved seeing those dudes. Glad they're still putting out music. They kind of fly under the radar, but for most people. Not for me. Not for you. Flipper before that with Life from their awesome album Generic, which has one of the best record covers ever and is just such a unusual album in so many ways, just kind of nihilistic and dirgy, and it's a great record. It's hard to listen to, but whenever you do get in the mood to listen to that record, it's like, ah, it sounds so good. Going to listen to a little David Bowie as we get into the second hour of McG's Back Room. And probably going to wrap up a little early, just like I said, getting back into the swing of things, doing a show, getting comfortable behind the mic or with the headset on in the back room, and have all these records here and try to figure out all these songs and sounds to share with you. There's just so much to do. This is one of this artist's many great songs, and the guitar riff is just so, the little lead is so elementary, but it adds so much to the song. It's amazing. Just repetitive and hooky and just really sets the tone. The song is called Heroes, performed by David Bowie. We'll be right back.
of a velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. Man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots. Lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. His wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Breeders doing a fine version of the Beatles song Happiness is a Warm Gun from the White Album. That song was on the Breeders' very first record called Pod, which I picked up. I was on a trip to New Orleans just about a week or so ago. Cool record store, Domino Sound Record Shack, and it was just a one room bunch of records, this cool little 5 foot crazy looking punk chick playing some of the most obnoxious over the top music I've ever heard. Insanely loud, the most volume I've ever heard while you're trying to shop in a record store playing just crazy music, just super over the top. And they had punk and indie, and then they had all this global music, and I don't mean like world music like that Peter Gabriel, like real world stuff. I mean, this was like hardcore, just like ethnic sounds and all these innovative, crazy different cultures and sounds and things colliding, and it was a really neat store. Could have spent an afternoon in there and several hundred bucks easily. Cool record store in New Orleans. There's a film that's called Perks of Being a Wallflower. It's based on a novel of the same name. Came out in 1999. The book did. The film came out in 2012. It's a really beautiful film. It's all about being an outcast and an outsider and a weirdo and a loner and not being understood. And music is a big part of that film, as is writing and culture and being an artist and just trying to figure out who you are. And David Bowie's song Heroes factors into that film. It's kind of a linchpin of the film in many ways, and really is a beautiful, beautiful film worth checking out if you haven't seen it. It's called The Perks of Being a Wallflower. The song, David Bowie, Heroes, from his album called heroes, of course. Really appreciate you hanging out and listening to some tunes. It is Halloween currently, so I do this show. And had lots of trick-or-treaters tonight. All these kids coming through our neighborhood. And it's cool. And I get to hang out in our little alleyway and scare the crap out of kids and adults wearing my little Jason mask. So it's appropriate that we listen to a little Halloween kind of music to get you in the mood for Halloween as we barrel into the Christmas season. Not that I'm looking forward to Christmas or care about Christmas at all. Halloween's kind of cool. It's a fun holiday. It's actually fun. You know, most holidays are not fun. Halloween is cool. This is Hybrid Moments as performed by the band Switchyard. There's a really cool YouTube video. If you Google it or YouTube it, Switchyard Hybrid Moments. Let's cover the Misfits.
Yeah. we've got to pry and speculate until we're sure. Was it a tragedy or part of the plan? The devil is in the details. There's so much more to know. I'm sure there's someone who knew this would happen. A high school friend who hadn't seen him in a while. An acquaintance who noticed lately he seemed distant. There's so much more to know. There's so much more to know.
I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people, and so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty.
In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
When you're ready, John.
Okay.
Got it made. Don't they know we're so afraid? Isolation. We're afraid to be alone. Everybody got to have a home. Isolation. Girl, trying to change the whole world. Isolation. The world is just a little town. Everybody trying to pull us down. To blame, you're just a human victim of the insane. We're afraid of everyone, afraid of the sun.
One of the great songwriters of our time, John Lennon. Isolation from the Home Tapes compilation, I think it's on one of the box sets that have come out in recent years. Might be from one of those box sets. Charlie Chaplin made a film called The Great Dictator. Somebody took the keynote speech from that film, merged it up with music from the album Leaf, put it on YouTube. That's where that comes from. former singer of Miracle Legion, Mark Mulcahy, has a new record out called Dear Mark J. Mulcahy, I Love You, which is where the song Where's the Indifference comes from. Beautiful song. Ordered that up. Waiting to get my hands on my copy. Excuse me. And then before that, Switchyard covering the Misfits' Hybrid Moments. Get you in the mood on Halloween in McGee's back room. On the Fighting Words Radio Network, thanks to Frank and the dudes who keep Fighting Words Radio Network alive. Appreciate it. Going to close out things. If you have any requests or want to let me know what you think of the show, at D. McGurgan, you can reach me, McGee, on there. From a brand new album by a band that keeps getting higher and higher on my list of most favorite bands. This one's on a label called Comedy Minus One. It's a new record by the band Bottomless Pit from Chicago. Incurable Feeling. Bottomless Pit. Now that's what is called a ripper void. The band Time to Die. Battalion of Saints, my is diseased. Love the screechy vocals on that. Bottomless Pit. Cannot say enough good things about the band Bottomless Pit. Comedy-1.com. You can pick up their new record. That song's called Incurable Feeling. Shade Perennial is the album. Bottomless Pit. Check out Bottomless Pit. Terrific band. Thanks for listening to McGee's Back Room. Really appreciate it. It's just music. It sounds rearranged in all these different ways. Invokes all these emotions and allows us to connect and express ourselves and really brings to life a lot of the things that we keep inside and experience personally or at an interior level, and helps us connect and with the outer world. Music, cannot get enough of it. We'll finish up things with a band from Liverpool called The Beatles, The Inner Light.
Without going.